Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Be a barbecue hero with delicious, ultra-low net-carb Hero Bread buns and tortillas. Soft and fluffy, high in fiber, and with 0 grams of sugar, up to 10 grams of protein, coming in at under 100 calories per serving. Oh, and did I mention they taste like their mouth-watering traditional versions? I mean, what's not to love? Use code AH10 for 10% off your first Hero Bread purchase at Hero.co. That's AH10 for 10% off at Hero.co.
Jarvis,
that's me.
You're so beautiful, and I'm so happy to have you here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, both of you.
You've got a mustache appearing on your lip right now that is like
weird.
I'm looking at it and I'm like, it works.
I know. It's been, I don't know. You guys, I mean, you've got a much more powerful stash than me. I'm just trying it out.
I mean, it's a good try, though. That's
you know when
going
you like
here.
Have a beard and then you like shave it up and you're like, let's give this a shot.
Yeah.
You know, you can grow a full beard.
I can't.
Oh, I've seen it.
It's no. You're just you're
Photoshop, maybe.
Maybe there may.
He
have
looks
been.
Weird without it now. I mean, I feel like I've seen him with the 5 o'clock shadow point. Where like I saw you today and I'm like, ew.
I don't even recognize you.
I did have a big 5 o'clock shadow phase. That also happened to just be a phase in which I just wasn't.
Oh, there we go.
I was just, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
No, that's.
Maybe that's the Ted we know and love.
Why you got to do this, Tucker, who is also here on this episode of Chuckle Week.
Yeah.
Tucker, say hello. This is the first time that any of the.
This is my face reveal.
Yeah, this is.
For the podcast.
Yeah, please. For the podcast, because up until now, Tucker's. Assuming that we have fans that are specific to Chuckle Sandwich, like they haven't chosen to branch out in any way, this is Tucker's first time showing up here, but he's out here in LA wearing his Chuckle Sandwich official staff sweater.
It's a pretty sick sweater.
Oh, yeah.
No camera on Tucker, though.
Oh, there is.
There is?
Oh, yeah.
Is.
He's got his own little dedicated producer cam.
Yeah, dude.
Live Tucker reaction right there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Welcome to Chuckle Sandwich. We got Chuckle Week, and we got Jarvis Johnson.
Yo, what's up?
You are a big fan of this Jarvis guy.
Yeah, and I'm sorry for you who has to deal with this. I don't really know what it's all about.
Like I'm not here.
Ted's like, Schlatt, you got to come all the way to Los Angeles to film in real life episodes of Chuckle Sandwich. I'm like, great. Who are we filming with? And no offense to you, but he said Jarvis Johnson.
Yeah, and I would also laugh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. How did this? We love Jarvis, first of all, and he's. It's because you guys are part of two different worlds.
We're in two different worlds.
You guys are part of two different worlds. Schlatt is rolling around looking at TikToks and playing video games.
Can you blame me?
Jarvis
is rolling around looking at TikToks and not streaming.
Oh.
There you go.
I mean,
that's a good
one would think we're in the exact same community.
Yeah. So it, when you put it like that.
Yeah. But
we're really just two sides of the same coin.
Well, he posts YouTube videos.
I post YouTube videos.
This is getting hard to distinguish the two of you right
now.
Yeah,
I really see the difference. The same person? I mean, well, he has a mustache.
Oh,
so.
Well, no, that's a bad. See, any other day that I saw you, that I've seen you in person, this would have worked, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. I don't see the problem, but.
Well, for those of you who don't know Jarvis Johnson, he is a beautiful, wonderful boy. He is a commentary YouTuber, a previous Patreon employee.
That's true. That's a part of the
And he's incredibly smart. He's talented. He's got a dog, a really cute
dog. That's got.
And he is just one of the friendliest guys I've ever known, and we're so excited to have him on the first episode of Chuckle Week.
It's an honor.
Welcome, Jarvis.
It's an honor to be here. I'm excited. This is I feel like we're waiting for like a waiter to come and drop off a basket of fries.
That's sort of, that's what we kind of hope that the entire week is going to look like, where it's that conversation leading up right until, kind of all trying to survive, like we're all on a first date together.
Right. Mm. I feel like we're doing good at that. We are literally on a first date together. This is the first date.
Yeah.
So Jarvis, you're a boxing guy.
I'm boxing. Lately. I'm doing creator class. That's the thing that's going on right now. Whew. And it's weird.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm fighting Aaron Hansen, the game grump himself.
You're fighting the game grump.
Yeah. He fought in last Creator Clash, so he's kind of got a whole year of training.
Whoa,
on me.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you saw this, but his last fight did not go his way.
He got the shit kicked out of
him. Well, that would be illegal, but he did get the shit punched out of him.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. That's a little bit of a yeah. Yeah.
So. When did you decide? Because I feel like you were at the last.
I was at the last Creator.
You were at the last Creator Clash. I don't know if this was because I was also there.
Yeah,
we were.
I remember
we were drinking together.
Yeah, we were.
I don't know if this was your perception, but it may have been since you're actively fighting in the next Creator Clash. But after I was on the plane back from Florida after Creator Clash 1, I was like juiced. I felt like I had just seen the most motivational, like, go Army ad on the television.
We were all enlisting.
And I'm, like, an 8-year-old in, like, rural Tennessee, and I am, like, ready to go to Afghanistan. And
there was a lot of chatter, like, after the first Creator Clash. We were all like, oh, like, I don't know.
There was, like, literal bloodlust in the air.
Yeah, would you do it? I think there was a lot of, like, the talking and trying to like find new people to fight for the next one.
Yeah.
I'm sure they hit you up and were like,
oh yeah,
I
went to a boxing gym with, I met Minx at a boxing gym and she like did like drills and stuff with me. And I was getting juiced. I was like, it was sort of like
you tried to recruit me.
Well, cause I thought it'd be really funny if the two of us, Flat and I, would fight.
Do you think you could do that?
Funny.
It would be funny at a base level, but then the
reality.
I realized the reality and sort of the emotional baggage of having to like fight.
Yeah.
Like, because it wouldn't be a joke.
Force like punch a person that you like work with all the time.
Yeah.
Like I got like there was a floated like, oh, would you potentially fight Eddie Burback because Eddie and I are good friends in the same height.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is no.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I could bring myself to punch that man.
Yeah.
Aaron Hansen, on the other hand, I don't know
if he's got him. There's a whole subreddit called Rant Grumps that's about disgruntled Game Grumps fans over the years. They make text posts and they're just like, didn't this shit used to be so much better?
Yeah.
Tucker, can you look that up?
You're going to bring up Rant Grumps right now?
That's actually insane.
Rant and vent about Game Grumps. It's got 30,000 subscribers.
That's like really, you know, shit like this is annoying.
Am I weird to be a bit triggered by today's episode?
Yeah, see,
they still
you
watch.
Know that you know that you've been in like the industry for a while when you've got like a whole group of a subgroup of people that has developed in order to just be mad at you.
You guys like you have those people, right, who just are like they listen to every episode but they've always got something weird to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think obviously one of the biggest things that we see on like the Reddit sometimes is sort of a nostalgic based sort of woe of the
Game
departure
Grumps.
Of our honorary ghost boy.
Game Grumps major controversy list.
They've got a Scott, I don't
can you zoom in on this page?
No,
I don't know. Control plus.
So you want to hear the funny part about this is that we've got active Game Grumps employees literally running this set right now.
I feel like
and I'm like
that's
Scott,
context.
Just blur out all of the information that is being shown on the screen by Tucker right now, because it's just such a strong way to start off Chuck Week.
It's a very this is a drama alert. They're like, or something.
What are you?
I forgot. I mean, what do the guys think about this subreddit?
They're used to it. I think that this stuff is just like, it's super parasocial. It's super like,
oh yeah,
when fans,
totally.
Like, they feel like they own you and everything you're about, and they're nostalgic for a period that like probably never really existed.
Right. Well, they pay for your YouTube channel, so obviously they're allowed to have those.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. They're nostalgic for a period in their life.
Yeah.
That they associate with your content and not the actual thing. And so they're like, you're so different, but in reality, like, they're having
different
to like,
and they don't like themselves anymore.
Right. And they're like, what about when I was 14 and having a good time, and now I'm 21 and life sucks?
Yeah, what happened to the videos that you were making at the time I wasn't paying taxes and I was
when everything was actually happy.
Yeah, and I had no responsibilities and mom made me dino nuggies.
What about the time when I didn't have credit score? What that about?
Yeah. I get so many comments on the TikTok reaction video. Schlatt, I miss when you used to play Wii games. And then I remember every time I'd upload a Wii game video, the comment section would be like, great man, another fucking Wii game. Yeah. Like, you're doing so good, dude. I fucking hate this.
Yeah.
No one knows what they want.
No one knows what they want. No. It's so true.
But as long as you know what you want.
I want money.
He finally says excellent. It. Hey, wait, drink from the sponsor.
Oh, he said it.
GamerSubs.gg/Schlatt, everybody.
There we go.
But, so, as we were saying, though,
there was
bloodlust in the air.
Yes.
I assume that bloodlust must have hit you.
You know, not really.
Really?
I think that I decided to do Creator Clash because I was like bored and sad. I was in a weird...
Interesting.
You know, like COVID, I think, really took a toll on me. Mm-hmm. I had just moved to Los Angeles. I was from San Francisco after I like... Yeah, there we go. That's better. So
you realize that this covers his face in the center shot.
I had just gotten.
I do not want to be perceived.
Yeah, sorry. Maybe this is better. I think over the pandemic, I was just like spending so much time indoors. I just moved to LA and then suddenly I couldn't go anywhere or like meet anyone. Mm-hmm. And so I was just in an apartment in a city I didn't really know and like trying to make content where I'm like having fun.
Right.
It's like, I don't really know if I'm feeling it. And while things were starting to like in my life, starting to take like be on the up and up again.
Yeah.
At the time of Creator Clash, I was like, you know what? Maybe I do want to do something weird to like shake my life up a little bit. Yeah. And so then they asked me specifically, like, do you want to fight Aaron Hansen in the next Creator Clash? And I was like, okay.
I guess.
Sure.
And then at a certain point when you had it, like, just as it went on, you're like, well, I committed.
Yeah. No, it kind of did happen that way. I think it's really now starting to hit me that it's like in 2 weeks and I'm going to have to actually go do it.
Yeah.
And I still haven't started training yet. That's a lie. I've been training for 10 months.
What's the lift been? How much did you think you'd have to commit, and how much have you actually had to?
Well, I would say it's about what I expected, because everyone went overboard when they talked about the training. They're like, this is going to be the hardest thing you've ever had to do in your life. And I was like, oh, shit. All right. I mean, I guess. And so it being hard now, I'm like, it wasn't false advertising. But it also, it's like I'm still alive at the end of it. So, you know, it's fun. And I'm ready for it to be over.
Yeah. Like, is this something that, like, win or lose, you'd probably, like, do you kind of see yourself, like, win or lose, just not really continuing with it in any way?
Yeah, no shot. I think my thought process was, hey, I've never gotten a concussion before.
Mm-hmm.
So I can spare one. I'm not going to get,
everyone's
long-term.
Got, like, a concussion. You get one free concussion. And the doctor hands it to you. It's like a little admit one ticket.
Exactly. It's like a parking validation.
Yeah. And you gotta what if you got to scan it at some point, you might as well do it while you're young, because you know that shit could knock you straight.
Yeah, because some people play like they play like youth league soccer or something, and then they get kicked in the head with like a soccer ball.
Yeah,
and then that's their concussion. And I figure I'll get mine from like somebody who I don't know has been on the internet for a while.
Yeah, yeah, some guy that draws Pokemon.
I was gonna try to work in that subreddit, but I couldn't think of a joke. Somebody who's got a big list of major controversies.
he's got a dedicated group of 30,000 people out to get him, right, as their free time.
Yeah, why not one more? In the physical form.
How do you feel right now leading up to the fight in terms of, like, for better, do you think you're going to win?
Is
that an appropriate question to
be
asking?
I think it's a totally fair question to ask. I haven't seen, because there's not, like, a lot of footage of any of us really fighting. Mm-hmm. So all I have to go on is this, like, year-old fight where Aaron, like, fights for, like, a round and a half against Harley, who is... inches taller than him.
He's like he looks like a work of fiction.
Yeah,
sometimes
he's like
the mountain.
That's it. Just doesn't give you any information. It's right. Like you're watching, a small ant like fight this like massive man. So I really don't know what to expect, but I'm starting to feel a lot more confident lately.
Yeah,
I think just like the mechanics of the whole thing, like, are scary, and like the adrenaline, and how is it going to actually feel when you're like out there, and am I going to be able to like manage my energy and remember my training?
Right.
So
when this, Career Crush is the 14th of April,
15th,
15th of April. So when this podcast comes out, it will be around the 10th or 11th of April. So when this podcast comes out, we're
en route to Tampa, Florida, baby.
Yeah.
The Sunshine State, my home state. Actually, I am from Florida.
Right, you are.
But it's bad, and that's why I left.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did do that. Yeah, I live in California now. It's
so cool. Is there like, what's that week going to look like that, as people are listening to this, you will be in the midst of?
Honestly, that week is going to be pretty chill. But like next week, which starts, in 2 days, is going to be the last week of training camp.
Do they call it Hell Week? Or is that a different
week? Maybe someone does. I think that's like when you...
I feel like they always have a hell week
for
something.
That's like finals or something, or midterms in college is hell week.
Right.
But yeah, it's training camp is like the broader umbrella of like what everyone calls it. Are you looking up hell week right now?
That's like a school thing. That's like what high schoolers say when they have a geometry test and an English test coming up.
Yeah, they're like, hold on.
Not when they're about to get the shit knocked out of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. From Aaron's perspective, because I'm gonna win. Yeah. Not a lot of people think I have a chance, but they haven't seen
really.
It. Yeah. Because I haven't really released any footage, because I don't do this for content. Like, I'm not about to like make a bunch of boxing content. I'm kind of just like a guy who has completely an unrelated job that just so happens to. It's like I look photoshopped into the fucking fight.
Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Roy.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Roy and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right, we're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which you love to binge watch.
Of course, just lifestyle stuff.
and give out crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Mall podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
Here's what I think. I think your son's suing this whole thing. I think you read the whole Art of War.
Yeah.
And you're, because that is honestly a little bit to your advantage.
I think it's win-win. Like
he's posted, because I saw a recent video of Aaron, which, by the way, it seems like he's improved a lot from not to make him nervous, but I was just saying it looked like he improved a lot, which
he's
is like good for him.
I mean, I would hope. I mean,
you would hope that.
I mean, like, I feel like to his credit, like, he didn't get a fair showing of, like, I'm sure a lot of the stuff that he.
There was a big difference in weight.
He
and
had to
height
fight
and...
the dude from the Lasagna Tower YouTube video from like a decade ago.
Yeah,
can you imagine if Muscle's glasses was in the ring, it'd be over.
Yeah, no, he made a whole, like, the amount of protein.
Oh God,
packed into the
yeah.
But
oh boy, there it is.
Oh, there we go. Yeah,
it looks like his son.
Yeah, that's a big hit right there. Wow. So that's gonna be you. In there, what
that
color
was posted
are
to the Game Grumps subreddit?
I don't know, because I asked about this because there's different gloves than you train with that you fight with, and I asked what's the situation with gloves, and they were like, you're gonna have them there for you, and I was like, oh,
that's a bit cryptic.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
The gloves will arrive when you are there.
We're making your pair.
Yeah.
The boxing gloves know where they are because they know where they've been.
What?
Tucker,
what
is it? I said
you just know where they are because
you look so like innocently confused in that reaction.
Confused.
I said the boxing gloves know where they are because they know where they've been.
Okay.
Oh,
saying
it
was a misstatement.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Well, he gets it.
All.
Look at him. He gets it.
He's doing the, you know, the meme where it's like the missile knows where it is.
No.
So it is a really niche meme, and honestly, you put too much. Now I'm mad that you taught me about it, because now
is
I feel like...
Oh, wait. The missile knows where it is because it knows where it isn't. By subtracting where it is from where it isn't, right?
Yeah.
That's how it knows where it is. Oh, now you're the weird one.
All right. This is...
So
oh,
how
wait,
are you
no, going to
turn this
missile...
shame into power for your fight?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is that, like, I imagine Aaron was pretty embarrassed by the last fight, so he's been training really hard.
Yeah.
And I think he's also... I heard...
You're going up against an anime character made of vengeance and fear.
Right, and I even heard last fight how confident he was going into it. He was, like, fully confident he was going to beat Harley.
I had heard about that
Yeah,
as well.
So I think he's just, like, a confident guy, and I'm hearing a lot about how he's training. He's probably training harder than me. He probably wants it more than me. And so that's why when I win, it's going to be really embarrassing.
I mean, you got to expect that the guy's going to be confident when he says out loud in a fully confident voice, "What the fuck is a slimesicle?" to Charlie when he had him on Chuckle Sandwich during the original Chuckle Week.
And that's when he sent that message saying, "I'm leaving," right after that.
Right
after
that. Yeah. He said, "Guys, I can't fucking do this shit anymore."
But I've got the perfect guy to shut this guy up. And it was a photo of me. And that's how it all came full circle. I'm here to avenge
Charlie,
yeah.
Wow.
Well, we appreciate that, because the way that he passed on was just...
And he's not gone. He's not dead. Well, the way that he passed on.
Well, I mean, we gave him a gift, and it turns out that maybe it was tampered with at some point. There was some sort of insertion of white phosphorus and stuff. I mean, he visited us at Christmas. Like, we saw a vision of a phantom at Christmas, but other than that, we haven't really seen him.
Oh.
It's a tough subject for Schlatt to talk about. He doesn't seem...
He looks, very
white
emotional.
White phosphorus is such an effective killer.
Yeah, it's such an effective tool.
Such an effective tool.
I mean,
that's why
such
they'd...
an effective thing tool for bad actors to use.
For bad actors.
Not
to
for
use.
Us.
Yeah.
You
it's
guys
easy.
Are talking very highly of white phosphorus as if it's something
you
are really happy with the product that you used.
No.
It's more like you know, white phosphorus may have caused this problem for us, but it's like you can't knock white phosphorus. Like, white phosphorus is like just a good, like, good for white phosphorus for being so good.
Why do you
so
have
good.
To say that about a chemical
it's
compound?
Effective.
Like, it's just like it just is. It's not good for It's not like a person. Like, it good need to be for celebrated.
I don't know, the white phosphorus industry. I mean, who invented white phosphorus? I mean, Tucker, we got some info on that. I mean, we gotta ask him two questions every now and then.
It's just a photo of you that comes up. It's just,
yeah, that's the thing.
A lab coat.
It's just a guy with glasses. Is there any like sort of like murderers or serial killers or like celebrities or any sort of like person that you're always compared to? Like, I feel like,
hold on, no, why?
That I get always like compared to Ed Kemper because he has the fucking glasses.
Oh, okay. Who's that? Again, and we were talking about the hypothetical concept of murdering someone, and you're like, well, you get compared to murderers, and actually, I cannot relate to that.
I just found that a lot of the time. Oh, here we go. We got this is what do you got, Tucker? Come on, you're the resident expert.
Oh, it looks like it was used by Irish nationalists in the 19th century.
I was just in Ireland.
So it was.
Why didn't you stop them further? Yeah.
I just thought I would have smelled it.
Let's get
you just you brought this podcast to a screeching halt.
Yeah,
you dick. So how are we going to implement phosphorus to help you in this boxing match?
We're not. Like, and okay. That's in the. That's are fair. You like a part of Big White Phosphorus? That's actually
big
maybe.
Phosphorus? Yeah.
That seems like a nickname. That should be like Ted Nivison, also known as Big White Phosphorus.
Yeah. BWP.
Mm-hmm. We can put like little quarters in the boxing gloves, or do they keep them? Do they keep them in like a fridge right before?
I don't think that's
just like locked up so you can't get to them and put quarters in.
They could also be locked in a place that's not refrigerated.
Well, I just needed an example of like a different.
Yeah, you gotta keep cold quarters.
It would be so nice if like right before the fight you're all nervous, you're sweaty, you just and it's all cold.
Oh, that does sound nice. Yeah. I want to win by my own merits, actually, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know, I did all the training, and so now it's like,
if you could have a leg up though, why not take it?
Because of the thing I just said before.
Yeah, honor.
Honor, yeah. Honor. That's the main thing, yeah.
Don't and respond also, to the word honor with confusion.
Also,
that is so ridiculous.
Law, I think, is another thing.
The law?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that, like, you
said, don't stop responding as if these are, like, no, like completely novel concepts to you. The law? Nobody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the law. Like, oh, I know you.
What? Like the Magna Carta was just written or something?
People are going to get upset over a couple quarters? Like.
Yeah, no, I do think so.
Really?
It depends on the context, you know.
What if you, like, have a little slit in the boxing glove that, and you just, like, and they just fall down right when you're done beating them up?
Right, exactly. That you're describing another reason I shouldn't do that.
Dude, he's getting you good. Yeah. He's tearing your shreds.
Listen, if you get the shit kicked out of you, I'm going to be the first one to call you and be like, hey, bud.
Yeah, and you will be still wrong because...
just like Jarvis is on the ground. It's like all of a sudden he reaches
ring,
into
ring,
it. Like,
ring.
Like there's like a
why
phone.
Why did he have
it's
his
just
phone?
Like glove. Yeah. It's like he's answering a phone and it's like... like
he, what did he, I tell you? Yes, inside the boxing glove.
Yeah, like, he's like he's answering like a phone like this.
Yeah.
You want to explain this to me?
What is that?
What is going on?
How did you get that?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
What?
He's in big trouble. He's in big freaking trouble.
Your iPhone initiated emergency SOS at 2:52 p.m.
So Tucker had just come to my apartment, and we found another phone in my apartment.
What? Where was this?
It was in my couch.
This was in your couch?
Yeah.
How did it get there?
That's what I want to know, Chuckle Sandwich listeners. What the hell?
Fuck.
Is this like a part of an ARG?
No, I completely surprised him with that just now.
Yeah.
Is the audio
is
recording?
His phone?
Did it still?
Okay. It is, but it's his. It's because he's like a spy or something. He's got I don't know how many phones he's got, but it was.
Yeah, I saw.
But imagine my confusion when we discovered just a random phone in the slit of my couch.
Yeah, that is weird.
That almost ended my relationship.
Oh shit! Didn't even consider that. Whose phone is this?
No, it is mine. I have the recording saved. He didn't delete it. Oh. So.
Yeah, it did seem like a surveillance situation.
Yeah.
And you kind of got because you just gave him back the phone with the recording.
Right.
So really egg on your face. Mm-hmm. You kind of fell right into his plan.
Damn.
Yeah.
Awkward. Well, at least I surprised you. Looked so surprised though, when I pulled that.
I was very confused where that came from.
Did you
from.
Feel like you were in trouble? You seemed like you were.
No.
You seemed like you looked a little guilty.
Honestly,
like,
I thought you just like pulled it out of my backpack or something. I had no idea I left it at your apartment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was one of those things where finding a random phone in my apartment and then like it just being, it having a blank, like default, full battery, default wallpaper. Yeah. And then just no case on it. And no. Then being like, there's no,
and the big red sticker.
The sticker thing was very like, perplexing to me because you flipped it around like you were like, and it's got the sticker. And I was like, what is
happening?
Well,
because I imagine
right
that it would make him recognize it if
right,
he saw the
sticker.
Right,
but you know, imagine my confusion because right. You just pulled out a device and then you're like flashing it to him like
and
some sort of signal.
Looks shocked too.
Yeah,
that's like you're like what's
arrest?
Going on?
Like, what's going on? And then there's an unaddressed thing, which is that emergency SOS was called on the phone.
Yeah, you must have done that.
No, well, the way it was found was that Shay was sitting on the couch, and then she starts feeling like this buzzing because she's sitting on the couch, and then I guess
what buzz? Did it buzz?
What is that phone used for? What kind of response was that? Is that your?
There's no other notifications. What happened?
No, it was just the emergency SOS thing. She probably accidentally activated that by because it was in the couch.
That's classic Shay behavior.
She gave us a big thumbs up from yeah, across the room. True.
Do not leave a phone around Shay.
I think,
especially under her in any capacity.
Yeah,
because
she's just
emergency
gonna,
SOS.
She's just
going
to activate. She's going to call the. She's going to call the army.
So there wasn't a notification on it.
I'm now. I hope everyone else concerned
yeah,
about what is
I'm a little bit concerned, too. Tucker, can we get an analysis here from you on what's going on here? Like, what sort of response is this saying for you? He's like sort of our resident, like.
I think we should know how many phones Shalette has
yeah,
total.
That's a really good
is
point.
Is this a second? Is it a third?
This
fourth?
Is.
Well, there's at least a couple because I have to color code them. Let's put it that way.
Is that
so
why
that
it has
sticker
the red
there
sticker?
Is for
oh,
color
yeah
coding.
Yeah.
This is for, that's phone red.
Yes.
iPhone red.
Yes.
Red. Like the parentheses. You remember those?
Yeah, that was sort okay of weird.
Yeah. I think they still do it.
Is it?
I think
it's
for
AIDS,
research,
man.
Yeah.
That's for AIDS
it
research.
Contributes
don't
money
that
to. Yeah.
Is that true?
You
don't need to look
know
that
what
up.
You guys are talking about.
Oh, I like a iPhone or Apple red products.
Product red.
Product right red. Product,
product red.
Red.
Yeah. It's for AIDS research.
Don't try to talk about like AIDS research as if that's going to distract me from the fact that you have more than one phone and it's still
yeah,
up in the
okay
air.
Yeah, Apple and ah, Red shit are committed to fighting AIDS. In 16 years we've contributed
I mean,
more
me
than
too
a quarter of $1 billion.
Schlatt, why didn't you just get the red phone?
You could have
yeah,
helped
why,
make
yeah,
a difference.
Yeah, that's a good point. You could have helped make a difference.
I have a product red phone. Why?
Jarvis
on, let me let me virtue signal too. I have a product red.
Don't do it. Don't do
I
it.
I have a product
so
red.
So let's talk about this, Schlatt. How many phones do you have? Okay, so you color code them. How many? And this is an intervention now.
I
with,
don't want to
with
talk
our media.
Is it an
this
intervention or is it an interrogation? Because
this was not supposed to happen.
It wasn't. You're right. I don't think that you wanted this. But 11, 12.
You started high.
It could be anywhere. I saw two and I was like, this guy's got a network.
Yeah, but then you kept going up and you didn't even wait for him to respond.
Well, he didn't respond, but he responded a little bit to 12.
Once you get to five iPhones.
Okay, so he's got at least five.
There's
okay
a way you can link them together through Apple Pay where it's just recursive.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Like a money tree
yeah
through. Okay.
Oh, okay. It's
is
like
that what
infinite
recursive
money
means?
Glitch. Recursive means repeating upon itself.
Why would you need that? You just need a. They're just paying each other in a loop. Is this putting two mirrors next to each other? Is that? God damn it! Okay, let's
takes
talk
five
about you some more. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
What is it though? It seemed like it was different.
Utter confusion from moi.
Oh God, that's a rental.
Let's talk about you, Ted.
This shouldn't
no
be here.
No, no,
Tucker,
please.
Can we put this somewhere else, please? Take it. Take it. Take it. Thank you. Don't look.
All right.
Damn, we all wanted to look.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing on there though. It looks like an
it's a blank slate.
It's like the black site of phones. Like yeah. Like that. That's a it. For all intents and purposes, that is very much so. Looks like a burner phone is what got me concerned from the beginning.
Oh, it very
because
much
I saw like I saw phone. That and I was like, that looks like something that you would finish a call. And then you would throw it in a dumpster. You'd throw it in a river. Yeah. You'd like snap it in half. Are you taking a video of us right now? That's pretty funny.
I feel like
turn off mobile data now. Turn off mobile data now.
Like, yeah, no, you see,
take a video with that.
You, okay, you're making it sound like there's like gonna be
give me the phone back. Give me the phone back. I need it back now.
It just sounds like a group, like a fucking SUV full of Serbians is gonna pull up on this podcast studio, and they're gonna bust out. And there's going to...
Oh, that was a cute one. It's a live photo, too. Hold on. Let's see what it...
It does... It looks like a phone that if you, like, tap three times on the side, it'll, like, change the profile to, like, a secret
like
this is just you remember
like a false bottom or something
like on it's March Madness right now, and they used to have on the website a little thing where you could click a button where if your boss went to your came over to your computer, it would look like you were doing spreadsheets. That's kind of what I feel like is happening here, where
I swear that there was a oh wait, I think is it Cookie Clicker that has that function. There's like some game that has that function.
I remember it from March Madness, but it could be. It's a good function.
It might also just be March Madness that I'm thinking of as well.
Yeah.
But
can we move on from this phone discussion?
This is confusing me. I do have a lot of questions, but I'm okay to let it pass.
The more attention we give this, the worse it'll become for all of us.
Wow. Okay.
He's speaking about somebody who's like from the future.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There is a very definite.
Yeah.
Very definitely a bit of future man vibes.
Like we don't know what he's seen. Mm-hmm. He really has to protect us.
Yeah. Like maybe. He knows.
Like, did you hear when he said to turn off mobile data?
Yeah.
That was concerning.
That sounds like it. Like, okay, well, who were?
Like, who were you communicating to?
Yeah. Your silence speaks such volumes. It's not even funny. Anyways, so Jarvis, genuine question now.
Okay.
Moving on, and we'll just water under the bridge at this point. I mean, until we find the green phone or like the yellow coded phone.
Yeah.
In your opinion, what do you think the hardest portion, or at least a portion in the training process where you were the most like, maybe I should kind of,
oh dude,
cut my losses and
I'll tell you what, I always, whenever I say I'll tell you what, I feel like Hank Hill.
I'll tell you what
I can't even do one. It was honestly a couple months ago where I injured my back, and it wasn't like a big injury, but I started going to physical therapy for it to make sure that I could get back to training at a high intensity. And there's still a slight concern that I'm going to have some sort of issue during training.
My name is Kim. I'm calling 3-5x10 climate control. So we're just touching base to see if you have any questions, any concerns before you complete your rental. You can reach us at 8. Any questions or concerns that you may have, and we'll be more than happy to assist.
Enjoy
the rest of your day,
and
I'll be safe. Bye-bye.
You done?
Are we just going to move past that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The best we do.
All right.
What are you doing right now? He's emptying his heart out to us. You're taking voicemails?
I just needed to make sure that my 3 storage units were...
It's important. Temperature control.
What were we just talking about?
Drive up access. Oh. You drive right up to them, put the car in.
So you hurt your back.
Oh, yeah.
So you hurt your back.
I hurt my back. And then I started going to PT. And then I got like a cold also. And it was like, this is just like.
Come on, man. What are you doing?
I like this.
It's such an ass. What? You're an ass. What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you kidding me right now? Is this for real? Are we going to rein him in, please, folks? This is fucked up. This is the first time you guys have... This is the first time you guys are meeting. And
It feels like the last time.
I'm feeling it as well. Come on, man.
But anyway,
I'll shape up.
And then I got so that was like not a big deal. But then on top of it, I also got I got norovirus.
What?
And a stomach parasite.
What is norovirus?
It's like intense food poisoning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Holy shit. So
yeah, so then I was just like, oh,
you're getting comboed on by the universe.
I got comboed and I was like out for like 3 weeks, like right before the like peak of
right
where like everyone else is training. It's like finally paying off. Everybody's posting like body transformation images and stuff. And I'm like in bed sick, like throwing up and stuff.
He doesn't have it anymore.
No, it's okay. He's got to protect his storage and also the phone collection.
Yeah, his phone collection.
Yeah. Do you think when like a new iPhone comes out, he has to upgrade all of them?
Oh, no. No, no. It only works on the SE.
The SE.
It only works?
In his future, the SE is the only phone.
It's the only phone that survived
the apocalypse.
It's the only phone that like the Matrix like robots can't hack into or something. I'm gonna fucking kick your ass. You are
creator class
ridiculous
3,
right now, Schlatt.
We wouldn't have to do this if you didn't pull this out as a bit.
I know, but what are
you
doing?
This is a serious part of my life.
What sort of? But do you only like? Do you only get calls? Like, you didn't even know that you were missing it. Let's put that. So like. When I pulled it out, it wasn't like, oh, that's where it was. It was like, where the fuck did you get that? It was like, did you think you disposed of it?
I don't, no. I don't typically get notifications on it, but when I do, I have to be there for
them. You have to be vigilant and ready.
Yes.
That is so strange. Who has that situation?
This guy.
I don't normally get notifications on this smart fucking $800 smartphone, but when I do, it's a problem. Also, like, not a very economic way to have a burner phone. You get iPhones for your burner phone?
The SE is the most economical iPhone choice, and you can daisy chain them together and have a recursive Apple
like a
card system.
I don't understand what this, like, this isn't even something that they would have thought of on like CSI or something. See, here's the thing. When he does this thing where he's sniffing his nose, it's because he's like doesn't have anything like reasonable to say. So he's so it's like this is his belligerency right here.
Right.
Into a sort of a physical form.
It's interesting. Yeah. It's like National Geographic. Mm-hmm. You're like analyzing his body language like in front of him.
Well, because he's like a beast.
Oh.
In many ways. Hey, are you all right?
Yeah, man. We're on Chuckle Sandwich. We're having a great time.
He's going to calm down in a second because I actually have some Tito's vodka rolling up to the podcast studio right now.
Thank God.
I'm like worried that you have more surprises that are going to be in the world.
Honestly, it wasn't initially planned to be a surprise. It was when we were leaving that I found that iPhone. But I'm very excited to see what other... See, here's the thing. I would have expected...
How did you know it was mine, first of all?
Well, because we went through the possibilities here. Because it was literally me and Shay at my apartment for the last week. Yeah. And then I had Letty come over who went on a conquest to clean my apartment. And then that was... And then you showed up this morning. And then that was it. So it's either Letty's phone. I contacted Letty to see if it was her or her colleague. It wasn't her. So it was just Schlatt. Or something's going on in my relationship. Yeah. So.
So it's actually, you really saved his ass. Because if it wasn't, if you said, I don't know what that is.
My ass. Maybe it was a secret phone from Shay that could have possibly been just flipping me off.
No, I'm just saying that like your life would have gotten a lot more complicated if it wasn't his phone.
Yeah, if it was just a mystery phone at full battery that just
Then whose is this?
Emerged in my...
It's got an ominous red sticker on it.
We've derailed. You pulled the phone out. It started a whole nother can of worms that I personally, I rather would have not done. But
I can tell. You know,
it's shit happens. Mm-hmm. Shit happens.
It does.
We can divert.
Hold on. Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know. Conversation
it's
a little bit.
Strange.
If we want,
sounds like he maybe used that in like a plane context. If I'm being honest,
yeah,
you know, like a plane. My plane got diverted recently.
Really?
Yeah, I was
weird. Hmm. Which one?
No one asked that. Like which one?
Yeah, it seems like you
got a list.
Kind of know something about
no
planes, you know, these
being
planes
diverted.
No.
He's saying no, but his body language is saying yes. He's kind of retreating into
dude.
Into the couch.
Hey.
Ooh.
So, Jarvis.
Yeah.
What's your, man, you, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck
we
you,
were
asshole.
Having a perfectly good podcast.
I was so excited
discussion.
For this Chuckle Week
you
to start.
You pulled the shit out on me.
I didn't pull
you're
anything
like, oh,
out.
This is going to be a great thing for the podcast.
Dude, you
let
dropped
me show,
that.
Let me show Schlatt's red phone. You any dropped, other phone would have been dropped, fine, but you picked the fucking red one.
I feel like you dropping that phone was like when the fucking demon dropped the Death Note, okay? I think it was like kind of like a, you know, oh, it was accidental. It wasn't accidental.
Yeah, I mean, we seem to be looking past the it's still recorded thing that he said. Like there was some sort of recording.
Mm.
So we know about recording. We know about diversions.
We know about access to towers.
Towers.
We know about he doesn't want to have a case on it because that sort of
restricts the range.
The access to the towers. And if he's expecting a very important call. A call of which he did not seem worried about until I revealed the phone to him.
Because I thought I had it with... Never mind.
Right, and then there was all the talk about notifications, but then him just silently listening to the voicemail
about his
storage.
Yeah, and so what are we keeping in storage? Perhaps something in cold storage?
It did say temperature controlled.
Yeah, temperature controlled.
Speaking of cold storage, there was the mention of putting boxing gloves in the fridge.
Okay, yeah, so, earlier. So clearly putting so refrigerating things
refrigerating things is on his mind.
Yeah. It's also kind of interesting how he advertises this very special thing called titty milk. So there's sort of this sort of connection here.
I've got
Schlatt,
a connection to titty milk.
Are you smuggling sperm?
No.
That's a big leap, I'm going to say.
I don't
how
think it's crazy.
Dare you? How dare you?
How dare I? How dare you? Unless proven otherwise, if you're not smuggling sperm.
Maybe I am smuggling sperm.
Why, though? Why would you be doing that?
Smuggling.
Well, smuggling isn't like a baseline reason for...
No, I just want to just call out the language that we're using. So smuggling, right? Like typically smuggling is meant
to smuggle.
Refer to... Well, you can't define a word with itself.
You're right. That's a valid point.
I feel like, yeah, smuggling is typically you're taking something from one territory to another and trying to avoid taxes and tariffs on restricting the trade.
So that's a great point. Schlatt, are you trying to avoid taxes and tariffs on semen?
No.
Okay. Which also comes to mind, that guy in like Denmark or something who fathered like 500 kids.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that.
About him.
Tucker, have you seen this? The guy in Denmark who fathered 500 kids?
Yeah, I think I heard about that. Let me find something.
Keen, why don't you pull that up for me, baby? He's kind of like our Jamie.
Like from the Roe Jogan experience?
Yeah, from the Roe Jogan Rogan show. Yeah. Okay, here we go. So we got this... We got this sperm donor, Jonathan Jacob Meyer.
Wow.
Father, 500
children.
They let
him?
They let him.
Okay, so...
Why is he in the middle of a forest?
That's also the... I will say, that is the only photo that I have seen for any time I've seen
this
story.
Like found footage. Yeah.
Well, that's where he did all the dirt. That's where he fathered. That's where he fathered. Well, that's his special woods.
Each of those trees is one of his children.
Uh-huh.
He's planting the seeds, metaphorically.
Yeah. Okay, so here he is again.
He's
making videos?
He's explaining how you could father 500 kids.
He's making how-to videos on like, okay, so here's how I tricked all the sperm banks.
Yeah, so he does sperm smuggling, I just want to say, because he literally contacts people in other countries who don't know about the, like, because you can only father 25 kids, I think, before they cut you off. They who, like not who's physically, they? But the sperm catchers.
What a name! What no, a title for
you know, like I don't know. The sperm
makes it sound,
banks.
That makes it sound like it's like. Like they're going after sperm, like they're like dog yeah. catchers, like in the old movies with the big net. And
yeah,
stuff.
God forbid you masturbate. They just
yeah.
But anyway, there's like sperm banks, right?
Okay.
And they want to prevent. Look, guidelines limit a person to 25 offspring.
Is this why? Like an international rule?
Because the way that you know
25?
Family trees like spread out,
right?
And like you have a really high likelihood after a certain point. Within, like, your community of let's say these people grow up, they intermingle, they date. You don't want to have an accidental incest situation.
There's 8 billion people on the planet.
Right.
Yeah, but you can only have father so many children. And, like, I mean, the spread is not going to be.
You could come in every state. They're never going to see each other.
So maybe that's what this guy was doing, right?
Yeah, it's just that the odds, you know, like how, on an airplane there's a, like, really high chance that 2 people have the same birthday. Even though it doesn't really make sense.
Why did you pick an airplane for that?
Because like an airplane typically has like 100 to like 300 people.
100 people?
Yeah, yeah, and there's like a weird like statistical
explanation for that. Isn't it like whatever you share your birthday month with like 9% of the world or something that. So like I'd say like if you got 100 people.
Oh yeah,
people,
the birthday paradox.
23
in a random group of 23 Holy people, shit. There's a 50% chance that 2 people have the same birthday.
Really?
Yeah. So
it's not a 50% chance that it's someone else and you. 50% chance that 2 like people have the same
two like people, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right. But anyway, so like let's not pretend to understand the statistics of this.
Oh, I would never, because I don't.
Experts have decided that 25 is going to be the limit. And it's the limit in a lot of countries. I think the U.S.
Fucking experts.
The U.S. as well. Yeah, it seems like you were.
How much do they know?
Right. So typically a lot is how they get.
That's how they get the title.
Of expert. Yeah. They like learn a lot about a thing and then they become like what's known as an expert in that field.
Seems like there's a lot of base concepts in life that you're having a
yeah, well first it was the masks.
Come on,
okay.
Man.
Yeah. No, it does sort of seem like at random you were choosing to accentuate certain words like yes, diverted. And we're like, oh, okay, interesting. Yeah. What mystique have we added to the lore here?
I want to know more about this coming thing, though. So,
oh, yeah. So, well, I was just about to say about cum smuggling. This guy was, like, DMing people in different countries.
Looking to cum.
Looking to cum. Specifically looking to spread his seed.
Okay.
Far and wide. And they didn't know that already had a bunch of kids, and so he was able to sort of cum smuggle.
So, is there any sort of legal limits on, like, what if this guy just was a globe-trotting womanizer type character where mm-hmm. he was just going around and just
like a Genghis Khan type. Isn't there the thing where Genghis
yeah
Khan?
With I'm less well I suppose with less today. With less war-based like killing
sure
like what's that's is there anything stopping this guy from like hitting every country and then just going on like a tour where he's just having just trying to father children?
No.
So it's just the sperm bank stuff that's stopping him.
No,
like
because
there's sort of international
I mean, it depends on the country, right? Because, like, you know, there's, like, the one-child policy in China for the longest time.
Right.
But yeah, I think it just depends on the place.
Wow. The Dutch Society of Obstetrics and Gynecology urged all sperm banks and clinics to stop using, I guess his name is Meyer samples after his 2017
so he's
blacklisting.
So wait, so...
But he continued to offer his sperm
under the counter. Wow.
Wow, yeah.
Meaning that previously he had over-the-counter prescription-level sperm.
OTC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't wow. that fun?
He like, had the O-negative.
Yeah, he had the O-negative sperm. I think that's kind of... But he really decided that for himself because the foundation said Meyer does not want to stop his behavior and continues to meet new parents.
Is this... This must be something about legacy for this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He must feel... But it's sort of that weird sort of legacy where it's like, if I have enough kids and I'm never part of their lives.
Yeah.
It's just about it. It's a weird genetic thing.
Yeah, he thinks really highly of himself, one might assume.
Yeah, he's like, I've got the best. It must be something related to his
freaking, it's probably his hair.
Yeah,
do you get that vibe?
I was getting. Well, look, if you scroll up, Tucker, you scroll up to this guy. He's like, every time he shows up, it's like, you know, he's showing those locks. I mean, for someone else who has long flowing blonde hair, I mean, how do we feel about this? Yep, you haven't. It's this. If you should come look at this man, because I think that you know.
This is the nut guy.
This is the nut guy, and I just want to. Yeah. I just want to. Well, I wouldn't.
And here he is, the nut guy, right here.
This guy is. You are far more handsome than Mr. Nut Guy here. Let me just say first.
That's true.
And. I mean, it's probably the wine shirt.
Yeah, I think that and the like shells or whatever he's got around his neck.
So,
yeah,
it's but you would agree that it's like it seems like it's a hair thing going on here. That was why he wants to, because you've got long flowing locks. No, but
have you ever had the urge?
No, I haven't had any kids.
Well, yeah, but like that's if like you probably know that there are people out there that have become corrupted by the locks in some ways. You know, you seem like you have found a sort of level of nirvana. Yeah, it's just the weed.
The perils of swiping right. What is this article?
So, you don't need to print it. Don't worry. he said, "I'm just helping women make their biggest wish come true."
Uh-huh.
So he's like, he thinks he's like Santa Claus, is what this is.
Yeah,
he comes down the chimney.
Yeah, so he shows up at the.
He comes down the chimney, but not in the way you want.
Yeah, he shows up. He's dressed as a big white blob.
Ooh. Why does he have to dress up as anything?
I suppose he doesn't.
Look at the way he talks about his job. He admitted that he had produced at least 175 children.
I'm a producer. I'm a creator, actually.
And there's this woman, Miss Van Ewick, recalled. I said, "You're not helping anymore. How do I tell my kids that they could possibly have 300 siblings?" Like, they're just That's people are just calling wild. Out to him. You're not helping people anymore.
Stop coming.
Stop.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah. Someone's got to stop this guy. We got to get the cum catchers on this guy.
So it's just that rule. The 25 is just a rule based in like with all of these sperm banks. But
there's not like a global entity.
Yeah. Is this new stuff? Anything. Was he arrested? Is that the news? Or was
no.
he like?
Oh, you can't. It's kind of just like, hey, we found a very
it's
weird
like,
man.
He just won't stop. Like, look at this guy. He's out of control.
We can't charge him. We can't do anything. Yeah. But look out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Look out. Watch out if you see a guy.
It's more of a PSA that he's on the loose. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Have you seen this man?
Wow.
That's an interesting point about him wanting a legacy, you know? Travis, when you think about the notion of a legacy, mm-hmm. what do you think about? I mean, relating to being a YouTuber or more recently a boxer.
That's a great question.
That is a good question. Yeah. And honestly, I didn't expect it coming from you.
Well,
you know, just after today's incident. But I think
he always has a redeeming arc in each
episode.
This
is actually pretty exciting. Yeah. I'm like proud.
Yeah, you're like jazzed right now.
Yeah, yeah. So to answer your wonderful question, Schlatt, I think of legacy as something I care about the impact that I have on the people around me.
Mm.
I think I like what I do for work and I want to make some sort of impact in my industry.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as I get older, I think I want to make an impact more like locally or the people close to me.
Wow. This would be a great time for us to start bursting into like song, like a little tune that we all just happen to know. I don't think that we are prepared for that.
Like the theme song to Cum Catchers on True TV.
The Cum Catchers?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, do da do da do da do da do da do da do da. That's it. No,
Cum Catchers.
That would be on True TV. That would totally be a show on True TV.
Or like Oxygen or something.
Yeah. TLC. It's like I fathered 500 children.
I can't stop. My strange addiction.
My strange confliction.
Okay. No, that was good. That was you totally made it.
I feel like I embarrassed myself about your response. Yeah, there. You were like.
What's funny is that not only did we not laugh, but it was just silent.
Yeah, and it was an immediate response of like you were sitting there like, oh.
Yeah, no, that was awesome that you did that.
Well, you know, I'm glad. Okay, yeah, what? Small, your local community. Great. Yeah.
I mean, what do you think about Legacy?
It's, like, I know, I see, if you ask like, Schlatt, I could tell you what Schlatt would answer.
Oh, okay.
It's about making as much money as possible and owning as much land as you can.
And then piecing out and never...
And then piecing out and moving to the, yeah. like, moving to, like, the, somewhere very rural and having a lot of cars.
Okay.
And being able to...
Doesn't just seem like a legacy so more much as a life. Like, living the life you
yeah.
want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've
talked to a lot of YouTubers about this, and you know, I think I always had this idea of, hey, I want my videos to, I was almost trying to craft it in the moment as I was making these videos, almost with it in my head, being like, well, what will people come back to this and remember about it? But you know, after meeting pretty much every single one of my heroes on YouTube growing yeah. up, they've all said, dude, we had no fucking clue what the fuck we were doing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of put me at ease a little bit. I have to get this phone out of here. I'm sorry. I have to. I really have
seems
to.
Seems related somewhat to his legacy in some way.
It does. Because it was at the tail end of his...
legacy talk.
His legacy
right.
talk, yeah. yeah. Almost as if to remind him of an important element yeah. of his legacy.
I just need to do like the little... Hey.
Oh, did he get it?
Did he get it?
Oh,
damn.
No, I didn't.
I was really hoping.
I have to drive. That's full of alcohol.
yeah.
That's kind of fucked up that you would jingle that for him.
Well, it pulls him back on track. I mean, we can just...
Yeah, no, he's back to drinking. This is your influence, I guess.
Yeah.
If I have to.
I suppose my answer to this legacy question is... What was the original question?
How do you define legacy?
Yeah, how do you...
Is what that do you what, think of?
What do you,
what
think,
you think of
a,
legacy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean...
What does it
mean to you? Legacy is interesting because it's almost like... I think my question would be, who is in charge of, like, the concept of legacy? Because I think a lot of legacy is controlled by the people who remember you, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of the time... Nowadays, I feel like people are, and I feel like it's always like a topic in like movies and TV and stuff of like legacy, but I feel like often people try to control it, whereas in reality, the best way to control your legacy is to just live your life most truthfully and honestly and like within your moral, like what you believe your moral values are as you can.
Yeah.
And then like, there's no way to control like, okay. Because legacy is controlled by the people that you affected. So it's like, okay, you gotta figure out how you want to live your life. And then that legacy will follow whatever. So it's not really even something.
Yeah, I mean, you raise a good point. It's like there's your own perception of your legacy and what you want for your life. And
yeah.
what you best laid plans of what happens after your life. And
yeah.
then there's the how people take that and run with it. Which,
right.
you know, if you're like a figure of history... Maybe there's like, you know, if you're like George Washington or whatever, then you're written about in history books and you become like this myth of a person rather than like a real person. And that could be a legacy.
Right.
You know, because like there's all kinds of stuff that you like learn after you're like when you're in school about historical figures and then you become an adult and you're like, oh, here's some stuff you never got taught because it wasn't in the interest of the legend. It wasn't mm-hmm. in the interest of the myth.
I remember I was doing some research on Van Gogh for my Incorrect History of Burgers video because I had a section on Van Gogh. And I read this really interesting line from an art critic at the time when Van Gogh was making stuff because he was more particularly known for his sketches that he was doing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this quote where it was like, this artist, Van Gogh, will most likely be known in the future, not for his paintings, but for his sketches.
Mm.
I don't think many people talk about Van Gogh's sketches, but I mean,
no.
it sort of speaks to like what legacy really is, especially how imperceivable that is, like when you're living, when you're in
also,
it.
Also, yeah, you just can't control it, right? So, and I do think that there are a lot of people, especially people in like immense power, that care a lot about how they're perceived and want to control the narrative, like Elon mm-hmm. Musk comes to mind, and are completely
yeah,
losing, like, it's almost like
he's
the
lost
pursuit,
in the sauce, dude.
The pursuit of trying to control that message, you completely get lost. And now, you know, like, for example, if you look at Twitter, the entire app is like making fun of him, and he, you know, that he really wants to be the guy who's like, I'm funny, and I
he used make to, funny honestly, memes. I don't know if it was just that I was lost in the sauce with him or something for a bit, but for a while it seemed like he kind of was that guy, and then it just kind of fell apart from, like, I remember, like, obviously you made the Elon, are you okay video, yeah. And I think that was, have you seen this? It's like a 30-second video that Schlatt made years and years ago, where it was like just describing. You could describe
he
it.
He was doing like the boring company digging holes under selling flamethrowers, and right. like launching up rockets that were just starting to land themselves. Yeah, yeah. And everyone was like, "This is fucking, this is sick."
Yeah, it was his glory, his golden age, yeah. And like at the time, it was like, this Elon Musk guy seems like a pretty smart character that really knows how to like. Kind of a freak fucking lucky dude, like, well, with the choices he's been
not
making.
Only is he a lucky dude, but going back to that whole crafting your legacy thing, there's all these things that he's attached to that he didn't invent or create.
Yeah, like,
you know,
Tesla.
What I mean, like Tesla, yeah. Or like basically any of his companies,
right?
His contributions are like
didn't he just make, wasn't the only thing he made was like PayPal, right? Was,
or he didn't make PayPal? No, he like worked there.
Yeah, this,
he was, you know,
there you go. I don't fucking know anything.
Yeah, no, but that's the thing. It's like all of the things that he's connected to. Like, for example, for Tesla, he doesn't own any patents, like, except for like one about the design of, I don't know, like some sort of cosmetic design thing.
Oh yeah, like where it's like, oh, I want this part on the Tesla to have a swirl.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And it's like, ooh, good job, Elon.
Nice, get, Elon. Good.
Okay. I feel like. I had, back when I started on YouTube, so I used to work as a software engineer, and
this was Patreon.
Well, yeah, at this time I was working at Patreon, and I remember when I was like, I was also talking about tech stuff in my very, very early videos, because I like didn't know what I was doing and I just wanted to get views,
mm-hmm.
make cold hard cash, you know, and you get it. And I have like a draft of a video called like Why Are Billionaires So Weird, and a lot of it was about Elon, and because he had so many like sycophantic weirdos online. Who
Ooh, that's
like,
a good word, but I don't actually know the meaning of. But I would hope with sycophant.
Context clues, right? Can we get a define on sycophant?
I'm sorry. I it was such a great word, and I got excited by it. Sycophantic?
Behaving or done in an obsequious way in order to gain advantage, Tucker. That's
but like
what
similar,
that says right there.
Servile, deferential, groveling.
Mm. Okay, groveling. You interesting. See what I mean? So like
the people who are like, "Ooh, Mr. Musk, you can do, like if you look at the replies of any Elon tweet."
Oh, okay.
and they're like,
bootlicky,
oh,
yeah, the
NFT people,
the bootlickers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's only $8.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it'll it's all the like blue check marks who are like, actually, I'm just thankful for the opportunity to pay for Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just so thankful that Elon is forcing me to do this, and I love him.
But back in the day, I was genuinely afraid of upsetting those people because I didn't want them to harass me, because it felt like they were the majority, mm-hmm. and no one was being like, "Hey, this guy's kind of weird." And so I was right. like, "You know what? I'm new at this internet thing. I'm gonna like be safer than not like call this man out."
There's definitely sort of been like a moment on top of moment on top of moment for those type of people to kind of come out of the woodwork and be, or maybe an opportunity for more people to become those types of people with. You've got the whole NFT conversation with the, oh, this is going to take over. I mean, it started with probably Bitcoin, where it was like, this is the new bank. And then you've got the NFT shit, and then whole Web3 stuff. I think the one that bothers me the most personally was the whole conversation around AI, where I'm seeing people on Twitter who are replying to like artists who are like, "I'm concerned about how this is going to affect my livelihood." And they're like, "Get ready to get fucked in the ass by AI coming this fall. I'm better than you because I can write words to prompt into a machine." And it's like, come on, dude. Like,
that was a whole thing. Like, back in the day, I think a streamer, like, I want to say it was like Northern Lion or something, had a point about this, where back in the day, because I remember this, people were so like high on the like learn to code concept where it's like, oh, sorry, truck drivers, are you losing your jobs to the self-driving cars? Yeah. I guess you should learn a real skill like programming.
It's like, what even is that? Is that sycophantic?
I don't know what that is. That's annoying, like, as hell.
Maybe
yeah.
just being an ass.
But
probably.
Now you can like type into ChatGPT, like, code me a game, and then it will like do yep. it.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, whose job is about to be replaced?
Yeah.
Because now there's going to be AI, like, no joke, there's going to be a new job of like AI whisperers yeah. where it's like you're, or I guarantee it,
prompters.
Prompt engineer is going to be a term that
wow.
is thrown around.
You're,
I'm calling it right now. I don't know, but I'm just.
I think you're pretty close to being right on
you
that.
You know what
though.
I mean? Where yeah. it's like, oh yeah, I know the way to speak. Just the way ChatGPT likes yeah. it. You know
I
what
tickle
I mean?
It under the tummy in just yeah, the right yeah. way where the ChatGPT does what I say.
Can you yeah. just ask ChatGPT to be like, hey, give me a template to write a really sick prompt to get exactly the most effective answer I want from you? Like,
that's an interesting question.
Isn't it just bullshit all the way down?
Maybe.
That's, I mean, you definitely could ask.
Isn't it just
to,
recursive?
It's just recursive.
I was going to say, that was going to like, that word's going to come up again. I think the most thing that's interesting about the AI stuff, and what to your point of what you were saying before about, oh, you had those people who were coding and they were like, look out, truck driver, here come the coders, is that like with the internet being such a disruptive kind of moment in technology and yeah. the information age or whatever, like there hasn't been too many points in which since the information age, is that what we call it, the information age?
Oh, yeah, I was like, you...
I flubbered
yeah,
by that.
Yeah. I was like, the yeah. who age? Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. The information. I guess. I
internet, age
know,
of the internet,
yeah.
whatever you'd call it. Like, a lot of jobs have been created during that time. New stuff like coding. You got the website, UI, shit like that. But rarely has there ever been something that erases those jobs. Like, it's always been like a creating sort of thing. Whereas right. like, oh, now there's a technology that's actually replacing those things with a... Like there's an innovation happening within that world,
mm-hmm.
whereas like that world itself was like,
it's like almost, you know, and it comes out of that world, like the big tech.
You
world.
Seem confused, Tucker, with what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah, I was getting lost in that.
Well, maybe this is along the lines of what you're saying, because like the tech world is like theoretically could be eating itself now because recursive Ouroboros, like the snake eating itself. Where
yeah,
it's like the same big tech. Industry of like venture capital and mm-hmm. all this like flow of
Silicon
money,
Valley,
Silicon
yeah.
Valley that created your Facebooks, your PayPals, your, you know, TikToks of the world
yeah.
is now created, you know, OpenAI, which is started by like a bunch of these founders who were involved with all of these other companies.
Also started by like co-founded or something.
By Sam Altman, who's like this guy who's like been in tech for forever. And then like Elon was on the board, but then he like left the board. It's a whole thing. But anyway.
I also think, by the way, that Elon's problems with AI is mostly because he's salty that he didn't have a stake in it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
he didn't get a cash.
No,
because he's out $44 billion.
He like left the board or kicked off the board. I can't remember what. But the whole thing is like this company now is like, it's like, oh, that could be basically revolutionizing a lot of the, yeah, how work is done in those mm-hmm. industries and messing up the jobs for those people.
Yeah.
Also, it's crazy that Microsoft is like...
The owner of it?
Not the owner, but they have invested like $1 billion.
I think they invested $10
billion. $10 billion, mm-hmm. that's right.
That's enough.
That's enough. Money. That's enough yeah. to have a little bit of control over where things move.
I mean, this is a very negative perspective on everything, and I think it's somewhat rational. And
you're also a code computer guy too. Code
yeah,
guy.
And this is why me and Ted have moved into what we think is a more productive, more stable business of white phosphorus.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
yeah. yeah.
Well, that's something that they you know, recently there was a study released that was like, oh, here are the types of industries that are going to get disrupted the least by AI.
Right, and white phosphorus is number one.
Well, yeah, because it's a trade. You know, you've got plumbing, you've got electricians, you've got landscaping, and then you've got phosphorus guys.
Phosphorus guys,
you get
yeah.
The big white phosphorus guys. Is
pea
what
guys,
usually
yeah.
we call them in the industry, where we go around, we find the white phosphorus, we make the white phosphorus, we find it in the hills.
Wait, hold on. You find it and you make it.
Well, we make it better.
We make it.
We find the whitest phosphorus.
Well, yeah.
And we distill it.
Well, yeah, yeah, we distill it in our factories and in in our factories and our there are towns dedicated, villages dedicated to
it's like the old times
yeah. making white phosphorus, and we pay them in a currency that they can use at our stores.
it's just like a crypto
chuckle bucks.
We call it chuckle bucks, and they can buy commemorative Charlie memorial things as well, and they put them on their banisters. They're kind of like, you know, those candles you get in
with
Mother Teresa or whatever on them. I thought the Virgin Mary.
But no, it's not an anime girl.
Yeah, I mean, so that's sort of what we've discovered is a really viable option for
any use, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it was surely came in good help with our last operation with it.
Yeah.
But it's not just, it's, wow, look at that.
Yeah, no, thank
you. Was this that is, your last
this
operation?
Is great. Well, no, this, so what this you got just, here that's actually, this is great that Tucker's showing this. This was actually, this was.
It's a white phosphorus bomb.
It's a white phosphorus bomb. And
above a city.
It was really tough when this got banned in Russia.
So like
because,
a war crime.
Well, so this was a city that was, that we were told was not populated. So we weren't given like the right information when we released this. Tucker, if you could scroll up away from the photos of individuals at the bottom of the screen there. Thank you. Yeah. So
I don't like seeing those.
Yeah, we don't. That's because
makes me feel like
P guys usually pride themselves on positivity.
Yeah.
And
like also positivity guys, also P.
Mm-hmm.
Well, WP guys, also stands for like we're double, positive.
Yeah. Positive, yeah. Positive like
phosphorus.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, it's not just war we do work in. I mean, there's a lot of applications because it's a white kind of phosphorus, right?
It
opens it up to being dyed different things. You could dye blue or pink for a gender reveal party.
Yes.
You could.
But
well, June is coming up. Pride Month.
You put it into something like this, and then you have a great seasoning. You can put it on anything you want. You can put it on bacon.
This is a deadly substance. This,
I mean, one of our biggest clients is like MI6 and the CIA, because they found that they. I mean, this is what they're telling us.
Oh, so you guys are like government war contractors.
No, this is
so
this
you
is
like
about
are aiding and abetting.
They told
war
us
crimes.
That they like it for their spices in their cafeterias at their bases,
and it always comes back to that one food. Mm-hmm. What do they say? They're always like, we love putting this shit on bacon,
is what it was.
Travis, would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more video games? Or games? Unlimited games.
Unlimited.
But no games.
I gotta go with bacon. I mean, unlimited games sounds nice, but also no games. So that seems like it might not be so good if I wanted to have games. So I may have to sacrifice the games to get bacon.
But you have unlimited.
But also no games is the thing, unfortunately. Right. Yeah. So it's kind
of... It is a little unfortunate.
It is a bit unfortunate.
Yeah.
Okay. And I suppose, you know, it was a crystal clear question. So
and I gave a crystal clear answer.
Yeah,
and
that was great.
Fairly straight and to the point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a straight shooter.
Let me ask
much
you
like a, you guys, over cities.
Over cities, yes.
Yeah.
For our, especially when we recently did a great one for the governor of Georgia. His daughter was having her kid, Tammy Lynn.
What the fuck?
The intonation was like an incomplete sentence. Like you weren't done
Tammy
talking.
Tammy Lynn, gender reveal.
The gender reveal. Oh, right.
You know, pink everywhere. Pink everywhere.
Pink everywhere. That sounds like the horrific cries of civilians.
Mm.
They'd be like, there's pink everywhere. As they're running and screaming.
No. We are never there. We are just given reports and we hear very positive things.
Right, we have an email.
Seems like people.
We have an email. We have a Dropbox as well, community Dropbox.
Have you guys read or seen Ender's Game?
Oh,
is that like
many
what you
times,
do when you
many
when
times.
You,
well,
you
because
open
it,
up a, like
it's
a
sort
Minecraft,
of how we set up our
like a Minecraft realm.
No.
Yeah, I might be actually a little confused here.
Well, so look, spoiler alert, but like in the media property Ender's Game, it's about training children to
media
do
property.
War. Because they think that...
How much is the property worth?
So that sounds somewhat...
So it kind of sounds... Well, what I'm hearing from you is that you guys might be doing war crimes, but then people are reporting back to you that everything's hunky-dory and everything's good.
That's actually one of our guys' favorite things to say.
Hunky-dory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that you should maybe go to the sites.
Well, it's because it's our one of the guys that work in our management, his name is Dory, he's just really hunky, so when he walks in the room, right. he's like hey, it's hunky-dory.
Hunky-dory,
and we're
yeah.
like, we love this guy, but he also says that everything's hunky-dory and that everything went fine.
Right, he points to himself, he goes, everything's hunky-dory.
Yeah, he's kind of like a mascot around the right. boardroom, yeah. which is just Latin.
Right, so I think we're sidestepping the fact that he's lying to you.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. How did you
that
know?
Doesn't seem like something hunky-dory would no. do.
Well, I just think that years. You can't always take people's word at face value.
Well, I take his pectorals at its
take
face
that whole
value.
Body at face value.
Because it's God. Like he brings the reports out and he bounces them on his pecs and he bounces them.
Right.
This is something that so hunky-dory is well known for.
I feel like you might be business. Being hypnotized by his pecs.
I mean, be that as it may, it doesn't change the fact that he's hunky-dory.
Right. It does change the fact, though, that...
Now, Jarvis, okay. here's a question I have for you.
I'm listening.
On the Chuckle Sandwich podcast, because you've been bringing up such great points. But we got to know, what part of the sandwich are you?
I'm the bacon.
That's a great diversion.
I'm the bacon.
He's the bacon.
Big bacon guy, huh?
Wow.
All right.
I'm just keeping it in the yeah. you know, it's in the zeitgeist tonight.
Wow.
And this is non-treated, non-white phosphorus wow. sized bacon.
Non-addictive,
non-government issued. This is just good old farm raised.
I mean, hey, man, you try our WPB as we call it.
The white phosphorus bacon.
Yeah, I mean,
I am familiar.
We have a slogan, one pop and you can't stop.
Or start, because you probably yeah. are dead, is my guess. Though you guys think it's hunky-dory, which I think is maybe the underlying
issue. People are
issue.
Frothing at the mouth with joy.
They're
is
frothing
what Dory
at the mouth because
us.
That's the death throes of their body convulsing, actually.
You're saying a lot of confusing things to me, and you're way too smart. Thank you so much, Jarvis Johnson, for coming on this episode.
I like that part.
Of Chuckle Sandwich. We are so excited. And make sure, since this is coming out before he's actually doing the fight, make sure to check out Jarvis fighting in the ring at Creator Clash 2 in Tampa.
Get a concussion.
I know I'm going to be in the audience. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be screaming my lungs
out.
Oh, up.
Yeah. Do you want to come out during my walkout?
Yeah, I would love to. That would be so fun.
Yeah.
Are we you kidding me? I would love to.
We'll get a group together.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Yeah. That's exciting. I'm really glad you asked me that. Wow, yeah. I'm honored.
Let's do it.
Wow. Whoa, I'm jazzed now. Also, make sure to check out Jarvis's podcast. It's called Sad Boys. You want to give a little blurb about Sad Boys?
It's a comedy podcast about feelings. It's like funny and topical, but then also we get into it. You're going to come on and we're going to ask you some hard-hitting questions about your sadness, the deep sadness.
I'll talk
you.
About my sadness.
Okay.
You should bring some product when you walk out.
A little
just
bit of
bring some of the product.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not allowed, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Jarvis, for joining us.
You want to
do like some sort of like sign off or like I don't know, man. Come on, it's your podcast.
Yeah. You know how it all goes. We just do the True TV's. Come Catchers theme.
Okay.
White phosphorus!
No, that's okay.
Boom, 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 boom.
See ya.
Boom.